Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Just checking on service. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord that we serve in a mighty God. Look where he's brought us from. Out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we glorify him and bless the Lord for our Savior Jesus Christ, that we're walking in the light now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Staying on the path of the straight and narrow on this journey. We bless the Lord. Praise God. Our scripture reading will come from Romans 12:9 tonight. Let love be without dissimulation. I abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Praise the Lord. And the inspiration from that is, if we hate that which is evil, we will love that which is good. The two to go together, hand in hand. You cannot love God and love Satan. You cannot love God's law and also love the path of unrighteousness. At least your heart of hearts and your new nature from the new birth will seek what is truly good. The old nature will seek sin, but the Christian must subdue and overcome it and seek the Lord. The Bible let us know where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So what you glory to God hold dear and you exalt that more than God or meditate on it more than God, that's where your treasure is. And that becomes an idol. The prayer is, let us, O God, harbor the evil, but love the good. Let us turn from sin and turn to holy living. Let us not be satisfied with half measures. Let us not cease to repent anymore. Help and let and rest comfortably at a partway point. Help us to ever strive after you and fight on, seeking the next great victory in our battle with the old nature. Crucifying the flesh. Glory to God. Glorifying the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you tonight. Give glory and honor for the what a mighty God we serve. A new day that you added into our lives. Glory to God. It may be named the same day, but it's a new day. So we thank you for each day that you allow us to be here to serve you. Glory to God. Anything in our heart that's not like you or contrary to your will, any transgression, forgive us as we repent in the name of Jesus. Stay in a place of repentance, our heart. Glory to God. Help us to have humility and humble ourselves and have a heart after you, O God. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt your name. How great is thy faithfulness. Glory be unto thee, O Lord. Glory to God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, help us, glory to God, to be in the mindset. We cry out, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, honor you, and glorify your holy name. You are worthy of every praise and all the glory and all the honor. We bless the Lord. I don't know if someone's having problems tonight, but some people are falling off and coming back on. I know I saw Mother Alexander, but if she's back on. I think that was Mother McCormick's just went off. Anyone can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I just want to open the line just to make sure. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you continuously for glory to God, blessing us to come together each night on the Mondays, on the second and fourth Sundays, on any other day that you allow us to have, glory to God, even revivals. Glory to God, the conferences. God, we bless you. Ah, those that are all around the globe that are praying and interceding and getting that word out, even the preachers, the teachers, the fivefold ministers, those that are on the street, those, glory to God, are feeding the hungry, those, glory to God, are feeding them, going to prison, going to feeding and giving clothing, those, glory to God, are just having a word of encouragement, those that are, glory to God, and making provisions for people to get homes or get, glory to God, the necessary essentials that they need. God, whatever capacity that you want to use your vessel, and even those that you put a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of giving in those ministries of helps, and those that may not even came into the fullness of knowing who Jesus is, but you put that in their heart. We thank you for that compassion. God, we bless you for those, glory to God, that all have the mindset like never before. They're going to stay on board, stay on the wall and preach and teach the word, or just be a witness and be a light. God, we pray for these intercessors all around the globe, and especially these right here at Divine Connection. God, I bless you as you divinely connect us, as we allow your will to be penetrated through our lives to exemplify Christ in whatever area, glory to God, and walk in circumspectly to your word. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that power of love, the agape, the power of forgiveness. Oh, we tear down and uproot and curse the works of hatred and prejudice and all manner of evil in the name of Jesus. And you told us not to be a partaker, glory to God, in those things as well. And even busybody, sowing discords and, glory to God, things that will hurt and harm others with our tongues, and things that we are doing and holding or being reluctant about doing, or either, glory to God, getting ahead of you, whatever that can offset what you are doing. God, help us to be convicted that we'll find ourselves resting in you and listening to your voice and being obeying your voice. And glory to God, when we hear your voice, glory to God, hear your word, help us, glory to God, to comply. In the name of Jesus, you said those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, let us not, glory to God, be a manipulative person and trying to have power over others. God, we know that there's order in your kingdom. Order, glory to God, even in earth realm, you're calling for order that we're supposed to have in the church house. Order we ought to have in our home. Order, glory to God, and everything that's supposed to line up with your words. You already put it, glory to God, in the books of 66 books. On that, glory to God, that pathway, glory, on that journey, glory to God, and that roadmap that you've given us, and you've given us the Holy Spirit on the inside to govern us, and we just listen, we have him on board. God, we're praying more and more that we will come in compliance with what you say, not feelings and emotions or what somebody's been taught from glory to God, caught up from things that we've learned of old or in, glory to God, we've learned, glory to God, out of tradition and doctrine. Glory to God. Help us, Lord, like never before. Have an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord through your word, and even when you're talking to us through the Spirit. Lord, we just love you. Help us to come subject, glory to God, to one another in the name of Jesus, and have the respect and the love that we should have, that the world may see that our God is living through us and that we are his disciples. They will know it by the love we have one for another, not the lip service, not the pretending and perpetrating the fraud or putting on a massage, glory to God. We're people, glory to God, that one way or another, God's going to reveal things that are hidden in the dark, glory to God, that's going to come to the light. So why not be, glory to God, the light like he called us for and transparent? Lord, help us in our shortcomings. Help us where we're weak at. Help us, glory to God, with some that with these tempers. They got all these other gifts that are fantastic, and God's blessing and ministers of help and this, that, and the other. But glory to God, some tempers and just tearing up, glory to God, the testimonies. Some things, glory to God, in rebellion and disobedience to what your word says, coming against and bringing a reproach on the gospel. Help us, glory to God, to do better so we can be better and we can be stronger and we can be united and we can be able to put the enemy to flight. God, I thank you for those that are striving and trying and the ones that are walking calm, trying to pull down like a crab in a bucket. We pray that conviction and repentance and be eradicated, glory to God, from that type of spirit and heart in the name of Jesus, that we may come to a place that glory to God, we want the Lord to rain on us, and we need to be able to operate in the anointing for the rain to fall and for us to be able to carry out and expand the kingdom of God. Lord, help us to keep the faith even at this hour and this time. With all the darkness going on around us, thank God for the light that's still shining, because if it wasn't for the lights and the ones that you have that's still standing and still trying to live and still trying to do in your mercy and your grace, oh, my goodness, it would be over with right about now, and a lot would be lost. God, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But I appreciate you. I thank you for so many divine healings and interventions you are doing, even in the midst of all the noise that we hear and all the things make it look like there's no progress. God, you're still working. You still move. That's why we got to testify of your goodness. That's why it's important not just to pray, but still tell it on the mountaintop. So what God is still doing in healing, deliverance, bringing marriages together, opening doors, glory to God, people getting homes, and glory to God, buying cars and stuff, not because you went out there and got a loan or you got approved because you got A1 credit. Oh, it was situations and circumstances. It was denial. But when God blessed, no man can curse. Oh, when God turned around and turned things around, even that's been snatched from me, he turned back around and restored. Oh, the mighty hand of God. When God blessed, when man said it's over, the doctors shook his head and said, this is it, y'all come on in here. And y'all say your goodbyes, and God turn it around and say, oh, Lord, praise the Lord. And still raise people up and doing great things. We're thanking you with the testimonies I've been hearing through my ears and been a part in prayer to just hear God move. Glory to God. And know, we know there's some times when we expect it to go one way, and sometimes glory happened, and it went on. But glory to God, he's still working and still doing things. He's still saying yes when man's still saying no, it ain't going to happen. We're not going to do it. Look at my God. When God bless, who can curse? What God bless. Hallelujah. So God, I thank you. Help us to have more of a spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying. I thank you for these prayer warriors. I thank you for Mother Alexander, for the power of the anointed operating in her life, the power that's operating over that Mother Willette, our power that's working and walking in and Pastor Bird, the prophet, the power and anointing that's operating, glory to God, in Pastor Bird, the power and anointing that's working in Pastor Mother McCormick and Pastor Pastor Burton, glory to God. But Bird, glory to Minister Brenda and others that will stay, glory to God, in tune with you. I thank you for even in myself, and so glory to God, I'm praying more for spiritual growth in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, for those that are listening and coming on and on a regular basis, glory to God, intervening on prayer on the other side. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing those, glory to God, hallelujah, that are in need of you right now and whatever the limit is going on in our lives. Thank you for blessing Pastor Sims today, glory to God, as well, of home going for her sister, comfort and encourage, glory to God. We haven't heard from, even though we've been leaving messages and texting, but just think about all that she has to do and what she's responsible for right now. So we just praying that we continue to keep her lifted up before the Lord. Thank you for the testimony our brother Black is going to share with us concerning his mother. What the mighty power of God would do. God has the last say. So many others, glory to God, and things that have happened in your lives and our lives and other people we've been praying for and people that we knew and took things of time past, things that are going on that you're hearing miracles in your own church and all around the globe and things we've been praying for collectively and hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. Praying, glory to God, in our United States and even how God praying and through the blessings of the changing of the gods and the things that are happening, the ones that we're praying in office now and praying, glory to God, for our government, praying, glory to God, in the midst of all this dilemmas that are going on, even with these crises and even this thing that's going on with this pandemic and this rise of this strain. God, we know that you're still on the throne and still doing great and mighty things. Open the eyes of those that, glory to God, that are walking in darkness. They all glory to God, sin sick, but also in the darkness of glory to God with the internet clearing with their mind concerning this pandemic, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We as believers ought to know we've got to put our faith in the Lord and seek his face out. We've been praying so much, glory to God, with all those deaths and people in trucks and all kinds of ways. People couldn't bear their own loved ones, couldn't see them. And now that the Lord is blessing, pray, glory to God, for a change. God, now reluctantly is out there, glory to God, and fear is in operation. It's even on, even realize that in the body of Christ, and we look at the situation and look what God has done, what we prayed about, and then now, glory to God, allowing whatever the media say to determine, glory to God, which way you do this or that or what, Oh, it's always to seek the face of God, but not talk fear, fear, fear. We're talking more what the world is doing and what the world is saying, what the media is saying. Oh, we're missing God. So no matter how much faith you got in these other things, faith got to operate in all things. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying for wisdom. We are praying for glory to God awakening. We are praying for strength. We are praying because we pray for those that are still going through in their bodies, those that have been attacked, and those, glory to God, that are struggling now, glory to God, because of it. We are praying heal and deliverance. We are praying that we'll speak life and they'll be able to come through and come out of it, especially our children. Pray blood covering over our families and loved ones and church families, other ones, glory to God, that are still in the valley of decision about some things, God, that you bless them, cover and protect and shield. Thank you for even the prayers and intercession that Mother McCormick and myself, just before coming on, just interceding on these matters and other things with our families and loved ones. We got to keep prayer going on regardless, but we still got to be about our Father's business. Everywhere the enemy come in to steal, kill, and destroy, we got to bind and loose and cancel this assignment in the name of Jesus and loosen from it. And pray, glory to God, for God's life, health, and wholeness. We thank you that in him we live, move, and have our beings, and that we are a part of the kingdom of God, and we are a part of his priesthood, but that don't stop the devil from his attack. We got to bind him and loose him from his. We got to stay on guard and stay on our post. We can't come down picking to the tulips and glory to God and the daisies and eating pork chop and chicken and glory to God and being a vegan and this, that, and the other, and picking vegetables and going off course. We got to stay focused on whatever God has assigned us to do. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, glory to God, in our weakness. And we need your strength. We need your courage. We need, glory to God, you to help us stay focused because there's so many distractions out here. All the stuff that the enemy is doing for the murdering and the killing and, glory to God, the ostracizing and criticizing. All the stuff, glory to God, with the political this, that, and other. All the other stuff that games the enemy is playing in the body of Christ to bring division and confusion. All this other stuff that's happening on the internet. All this going on with the drug trafficking and the human trafficking. All this going on with the homosexual act and whatever like this. Everything, God, trying to make it look so natural on the TV, on the, glory to God, any commercial, anything you look at now, cartoon, oh, two mommies, the same sex, two daddies, the same sex, oh, we're going to adopt this, that, and that. Everything trying to make it normal. Oh, we are to love one another, but we are not to condone another man's sin. Glory to God, be not a partaker of it, not to condone it, and not to, glory to God, conform to it. But God, we still got to preach and teach the truth. We can't, glory to God, but get caught up in political this. You believe in abortion, and you believe in a number of abortion. So, glory to God, because you on this side, we promote all the sin you're doing just because we're in agreement with one thing that you like or don't like. The devil is like, sin is sin. We got to listen to God in this right here. Stop getting caught up, glory to God, swaying by one thing or the other. What is God saying? Who we are to, glory to God, promoting this, that, and the other. God help us to make sure our lives are lining up and that we are not just tossed to and fro. God help us to be people that will stand in truth, wear the whole armor of God, governed by the Holy Spirit, teach and preach the word of God, stop crossing the line and stop covenant things and not getting caught up, glory to God, so much on the things of the world that we are missing the things of God and the kingdom of God. We are glory to God, in this land, glory to God, as foreigners. He want to bless us here. He'll prosper us here. But we are not to make this place our home. Some, glory to God, trying to get all the world good. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We need you like never before so we can stay conformed to your will and your way. Glory to God. Help us to be a people that will connect people to Christ Jesus. Ah, glory to God, through the gospel, through the living in faith. Ah, God, peace, glory to God, and forgiveness as we allow the Lord Jesus, glory to God, to operate in us and help others, glory to God, through the power of prayer, inspiring and encouraging and strengthening others in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Live a life that's glorified the Lord, seeking him and putting him, his word and his love in action in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine healing. Thank you for deliverance and salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for those that need encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, as you bless our youth and deliver them and heal them and encourage them and those that are trying to work and live and do what it is, glory to God, to make life better for themselves and get their education. Come against the devices of the enemy that will come to lure them off, glory to God, and sidetrack them and causing to be rebellion and stubbornness and murdering, and glory to God, and caught up in bullying and caught up, glory to God, in suicide. We plead the blood of Jesus. Loose your hold off of them right now in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. They shall be raised up. They shall be delivered out of the hand of the enemy, no matter what we hear and what's being promoted on TV or whatever. We know you have ones that you're raising up. We know there's people out there that you're raising as young people that are preaching and teaching the word of God at a young age. God, don't let them be spoiled by the things of this world. God, we pray for the jealousy and envy sometimes in the house of God, even with some of these young, the adults and whatever like this. Some of the parents, glory to God, do not do what they need to do to encourage and to build and to keep them, glory to God, in the ark of safety because of various things. And some of them are just latchkey kids. Some of them, glory to God, are being abused. Some of them being ostracized and ridiculed, glory to God, but they can't even think holy straight. The blood of Jesus caused them to get caught up in things that shouldn't be. We plead the blood of Jesus, but we do salute those parents that are striving and fighting and praying and interceding and going to teach them and raise them up in the admiration of the Lord. And even if they haven't come to the knowledge of the truth of God, they're morally good trying to raise them up to have an identity and make a difference. God, help us to do more as well. We pray for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray faith. We pray trust. We pray belief. We pray obedience. We pray patience. We're praying, glory to God, letting go and letting God. To God be the glory. Father, we pray for our pastors. We pray, God, for their strength. We pray for their encouragement. We pray for their help. We pray sometimes when they're at their lowest point, glory to God, and because they come out and they pray and they seek the face of the Lord and intercede and use their gifting, sometimes they're not, glory to God, considered. They have some ones that are loved very good, that people are care and concern and encourage and be there even in their lowest point or even when they're in bad health or whatever, but then they have other pastors are striving and going through and would need to be loved and encouraged and build up and appreciated. We pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for those of doors that are trying to keep those doors open in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Bird, glory to God, for Glory Church is starting that up, praying for us as overseers, praying growth there, praying, glory to God, to continue to build on that foundation, praying for all the prayer warriors, glory to God, their home-based church and whatever, and their pastors and their leaders. Pray, glory to God, their part in whatever they're to do for the kingdom of God. Pray for myself as well. I want to be in a place that God is pleased, and anything that's short in my life, I'm praying, God, that you will reveal, but help me to be strengthened and encouraged to stand, praying for health for all of us, praying, glory to God, for longevity, praying for wisdom, praying even in the midst of these storms, glory to God, and these trees coming up out of the ground, glory to God, and as we're riding or either at homes or whatever, praying for your protection and your shield. Pray for those, glory to God, these things, glory to God, that are going on and all the flooding and the fires and the different things that are going on in different parts of our country. Have mercy, Lord. Bless continuously for those people grieving and hurting us down in Florida. We're praying, glory to God, for those storms that are brewing and building up. God, let it go back into the sea, glory to God, and even whatever do come through, don't bring no harm. We're praying, glory to God, for these various buildings and places and bridges that they're trying to restore and do it, but God, that don't hurt or harm. Even that stuff that's been loose out, glory to God, in some areas with toxin coming out of, glory to God, of some pipes into the clean water. We pray, glory to God, for that. And as Mother McCormick prayed so many times about, for the clean water for so many places that need the clean water and been contaminated and can't, glory to God, get the proper parasites and different things to be in it that they can't really live through it, whatever, trying to drink. Oh, God, don't have it for even the bathing. But, God, we are praying all across the countries, all across the globes, and even some of the things that are going on right here in our own United States, in the name of Jesus, even for those less fortunate, need food, need clothing, need shelter, and some things, glory to God, government and states are not distributing the funds out. They're being pocketed someplace else. God, I pray such a conviction they cannot, and whatever needs to be exposed so those money can go in its proper place, especially when it be raised up for these different flooding and different things that are happening and these tragedies and global catastrophes that be happening. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, glory to God, that you will bless and people will get the money distributed properly. God, I pray for those, glory to God, right now that is going through and the money is not cut off now, that they need to be able to have their housing, they need to have their cars, and all of a sudden they've been backed up, glory to God, with rent and everything else. God, we are praying that it won't be a massive amount of people end up out on the street. God, we are praying that funding would turn back around and come, go back and help them get back on their feet. But they got the ones that need to go back to work, that they'll be able to work and be able to have increase in their job, their pace, and pray blood covering. But I pray, God, that you bless us, this mask situation and this thing over to God with this pandemic. God, we're just praying for mercy and grace and cover our families and our loved ones and our church family. We are praying, God, until that time come where that people can get in line and recognize what's going on. Glory to God. We just asking you, Lord, to bless even in our neighbors and around us, places we go in and out of, protect and shield us. And we cast all these cares and concerns back to you in the name of Jesus. Give you glory, give you praise, give you honor and thanksgiving to what you're already doing for the food, the clothing, the shelter, the healing, the deliverance, the things that we already receive and the blessings, the plans that you already have for us, the things you already manifest. Help us to be appreciative every day. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Like Paul said, now I've been old and young, and now I've been older, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his feet begging bread. And help us to be faithful over that few so you can bless them to be ruler over much. God, help us, glory to God, to be appreciative, glory to God. We may not have all that we desire, but learning to be content and still be in anticipation of expectancy for the increase and the blessings. But never let us get so caught up that we get desires of what we want come before you. When we delight in you, that's when you give us desires of our heart. And some things you're going to bless regardless, no matter what. So we thank you and we bless you and we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you. Amen and amen. We're going to open Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick. Let's see. I'll check the other lines after this right here to find out who else that's behind these two. Praise the Lord. But right now we're going to have Mother Alexander continue us in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we just want to praise you today, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for you have been so good to us, Heavenly Father. We praise you for you are the Lord that healeth, the Lord that delivereth. Only you, Lord Jesus. There is no other way, Father God. You are the Lord that watch over with sons and daughters and grands and great-grands, Lord God. Only you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, you said in your word, cast all cares on you. So we know, Father God, that you are a God that hears us. And so today, Lord, I come to praise your name, Father God, according to Psalms 150. Say, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with string instrument. Father, you love to hear us praise you, worship you, glorify you, because you are the God that heal all, Lord God. Praise him upon the loud cymbals and praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. You let in your word said, Father God, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Even the birds, them is praising our Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, you are the Lord of Lords. You are the only deliverer, Heavenly Father. You are the only provider, Heavenly Father. And there is no provider like you, Lord God. You said in your word, if we pray, Father, touch the heart of your people, Lord, that we seek you more. Pray more, Lord God. Help us to know that your word stands faithful, Lord God. That if we pray, Lord God, we will bring down the situation that is keep pulling on us, Lord God, because you gave us authority over these foul spirits that keep coming against our children and our grandchildren. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim they are overcomers, they are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. For Father God, your promises is what we're standing on. There is no other way, Lord Jesus. There is no other way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Without you, Heavenly Father, there is nothing. And Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for you wake us up today in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Because only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. It's only you make everything that we have possible. You did it, Father God. Nobody else. And Lord, we thank you, your Heavenly Father. Thank you for good health, Father God. Thank you that you gave us authority and dominion to bind the works of the enemy. Sickness and disease shall not have authority in our bodies. It shall not have dominion over our children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for mercy and grace, Father God. For you said in your word, Lord God, cast every cares on you. You said we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. Father God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the authority and the dominion that was given to us, Lord. I thank you that you said in your word, Lord God, greater works will we do here on earth. Help us to stand boldly, Father God, and to speak your word and to stand faithful on the promises, knowing that if you said it, it shall come forth. It shall come forth. And I believe in the mighty name of Jesus that sickness and disease shall not have authority over neither over children nor over grandsons. In the name of Jesus, we come against the works of the enemy. Bind up that foul spirit of alcohol and drug. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority in our children. It shall not have dominion over the offspring. Glory to your name, Father God, because we know you said, Heavenly Father, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven, and we binding up the works of the enemy that come against them. We binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose dominion over them. They have no authority in them. And Lord God, I thank you today, Father God. Thank you for a time giving us power and authority over this foul spirit that come to destroy, Lord God, because your word give us the authority, Lord. I praise you, Heavenly Father. I glorify you, Heavenly Father, because you gave us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. So we're binding up the works that come against our children and our offspring. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over our sons and daughters. It has no dominion over our grands and great-grands. In the name of Jesus, we claim they are overcomers, they are more than conquerors. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God, your promises is what we're standing on. We have no other way, Lord God. We sold completely out to you, Heavenly Father, because your word said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we command this foul spirit of destroyer to loose its hand. For any one of our grands and great grands, it has no dominion, it has no authority. It has no authority. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over our great grands, Lord, that he will continue to shelter them, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, you execute judgment. Judgment, you did it, Father God. And Lord, I believe, Lord God, because I know you is a God that answers prayer. And I know you is a God that hears us when we cry out. Our forefather cry out to you, Lord, and you gave them what they asked for, Lord. You gave them rest. You gave them peace. You gave them joy. And the same thing you gave us today, Lord God. You said in your word, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. Help us to stand faithful, Heavenly Father, and to believe that if you said we have it, we have it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up. Any disease that come against the body, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I claim victory. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to strengthen. Continue to give her that strength to keep on pushing on, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord, pray for those that is in authority. And your promises never fail. We thank you for each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless us, going out and coming in. Continue to keep us, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God. One mind, Lord God. That when we pray and we receive the things we ask for, Lord. Help us to know, Lord God, that you gave us that authority. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day's journey. Thank you, dear Father God, hallelujah, for the Lord Jesus Christ that's on this line with us, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank you for the prayers of my sisters in Christ. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that every word that went forth from their hearts, that you will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. And I touch and agree with them according to your word in Matthew 18:18-19 in Jesus' name. So, Father, I just love you on today. I thank you because you love us. Hallelujah. You're mindful of every situation that we face. You see what's going on in the land. And, Father, we are concerned about what's going on. But one thing we do know, that you're still in charge of our lives. You're still on the throne, hallelujah. And I pray, God, as the some writers say, God arise and every enemy be scattered and bound in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just, Lord God, worship you this evening. We appreciate you. Lord God, sometimes we bring lists before you and we start at ask, and we act, and we do what you say, hallelujah, because you said man ought to always pray, but we just pause to say hallelujah. We pause, hallelujah, to worship you, to love you, Lord God, hallelujah, to make mention of your wondrous acts. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give, for they only come from you, Father God, the good and perfect gifts, that is. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, you will perfect that which concerns us. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that if our nation concerns us, you are concerned about that also, and you're able to do something about it. I thank you that we have opportunity to come before your presence, seeking you, Lord God, hallelujah, for help. Even, Lord God, as the rain came down, we thank you for taking the destruction out of the storm. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this journey that we're on, and I thank you so much because you sent your Holy Spirit to go along beside us and be on the inside of us, to lead us and guide us. And we pray, oh, Father God, that we're the people, Lord God, your servants, your children, your heirs, and joint heirs with Christ, that will be so quick to be in obedience to your good and divine will for us, to your word, hallelujah. May we be quick to obey your word. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, for he gives us wisdom and understanding and knowledge, Lord God. Enough to know that, Lord God, when we see things that's not right, we get to say something about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for bringing it to our attention. Hallelujah, that in the Garden of Eden, Lord God, you put a tree of knowledge of good and evil, but you also put the tree of life in the midst of the garden. Hallelujah. And you gave man, hallelujah, the command that they could eat off any tree in that garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You knew the day that they, Lord God, ate off the tree of knowledge of good and evil that death would come into the world, that a whole lot of chaos would take place. But man chose to eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil even when they had the opportunity to eat off the tree of life and live forever. They had a choice to make. And God, we realize that the world is in the condition that it's in because of what your word teach me. If your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, dear Jesus, and turn from the wicked ways, yes, repent, and not go in that direction. But God, there's so much stuff going on in the world that even people that call themselves children of God, Lord God, are confused and not sure which way to go. But God, we got to put ourselves in remembrance of what you say in your word
and stand on that word in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have mercy upon us, dear God in heaven. Forgive us for our sins. God, sometimes we could have done things and said things, Lord God, that could have brought about a change, and we didn't, so we ask you to forgive us for that. And we pray, oh God, that as your Holy Spirit will unction us and give us direction, help us to follow that direction, to follow and obey your word in Jesus' name, because we've come to the point in our life where we realize that your good and divine will is so much better for us than even our own will. But for the scripture teach, praise God, hallelujah, that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. God, we don't want to be following the path that leads to death. Glory be to God. We pray that you stir us back on the track, on the path that leads to the narrow path where, Lord God, your scripture teach few find the path, the narrow path. But on the narrow path, Lord God, it leads to life with you. So I pray, dear God, for the body of Christ, the leadership. And God, I saw something that it just boggles me that people who call themselves evangelicals or Christian people, and they still come out of their mouth against other leaders, Lord God, in this nation, Lord God, and they say evil things about it. God, we got to do better if we call ourselves your people. We've got to learn to do what you say, and according to your word in 1 Timothy, praise God, hallelujah, second chapter, you said that, praise God, that we're to make supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks, glory be to God, yes, hallelujah, that should be made for all men. I heard Sister Alexander pray on that, for kings and for all that are in authority. That they may lead what? Quiet and peaceful lives, not stirring up crazy stuff and getting people in an uproar and all kind of stuff going on. God, have mercy. We pray that our leaders, those in positions of authority, will lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty in the name of Jesus. For you said this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Glory be to God. And, God, I thank you for your promise in Mark 11 chapter, hallelujah, where Jesus said to have faith in God. And when we see situations that's not right, instead of mean-mouthing people, we need to start praying for them, hallelujah, just like you said. Hallelujah, and let, hallelujah, the consequences fall as they will, praise God. But we pray, hallelujah, that they will hear what thus saith the Lord, and they will seek wise counsel, and they will begin to, Lord God, change their way of speaking. Sometimes we bring about a lot of destruction by what we say. And you've taught us, hallelujah, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So help us, Lord God, to be aware of how we pray, what we pray, because we're not just praying to anybody. You're not a whatnot on the shelf. But you are the living God, the faithful God, the good God, the merciful God, the loving God. And I love you, Lord God, today. I thank you so much. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for mercy and grace to those, Lord God, and comfort for those who have lost their loved one. And we do pray and touch and agree with Minister BJ regarding Pastor Sims, Lord God, praying that she would get through, hallelujah, the loss of her dear sister and the rest of the family. Bring them through it, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that you will work that out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And if there's something we can do, let us know, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for our others, brothers and sisters in Christ, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our leadership in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praying, Lord God, hallelujah, if they got some ways in them, Lord God, even in myself, if there's some way, Lord God, if I'm prejudiced, if I'm, Lord God, bitter about some stuff, I pray that I got enough sense to to know it's time to let that mess go back to the pit from which it comes. And God, seek after your face. Draw near to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To hear what thus saith the Lord. To hear from your Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit listens to you, Lord God. And he brings us word. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we need to know. We thank you, Lord God. It's no time, Lord God, to be shifty and shady. In the name of Jesus, it's time to get right. Hallelujah. It's time to be right and to do what's right. In the name of Jesus. And God, it's not hard because you put it on the inside. Therefore, we'll have no excuse when we stand. Hallelujah. In that day, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Father. We lift up people everywhere. We pray for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the Lord God, the teachers, in the name of Jesus, the lay members, whatsoever, Lord God, position they have, we pray for all members of the body of Christ. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our missionaries and, Lord God, those that are, Lord God, volunteers and first responders and those that help, Lord God, those, Lord God, that work in hospitals, psychiatric facilities, nursing homes, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that even go do home care, Lord God, for people who cannot get out, Lord God. They may be homebound. We pray for the people, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up so many, Lord God, hallelujah, because we realize, Lord God, people need help all over the world. The songwriter says, people need the Lord, and it is so. Lord God, we lift up, if we haven't already, we lift up our government officials in the name of Jesus. And we pray in, Lord God, hallelujah. Just as the scripture said, pray for those in positions of authority. We pray for them. We pray that they will make wise decisions. Lord God, we know they made a decision to give out this free money, and we appreciate what you've done. But God, some people, Lord God, they got the money, but they had the opportunity to get a job, and for whatever reason, the devil tell them, you might as well keep getting the free money. Don't even go look for a job. So many places don't even have enough people at work. Tried to get my car done, but the man said, we don't have enough people at work, ma'am, to work on the car. I don't know why they're not coming in. But if they're getting free money, they're finding a reason to keep getting it. But God, that means, Lord God, that those government officials need to do something different. God, people need to realize that it's wise that if it's a time where plenty of jobs are available and where in the time past they didn't qualify, perhaps it's a good time for them to apply for a job now, and they will get it because people need workers in the name of Jesus. So I pray that those, Lord God, who are sincerely seeking for a job, Lord God, even if they didn't get a job in the past time, we pray that you would, Lord God, grant them special, Lord God, favor and let their application be approved so they can get a job now and work and pay into Social Security if it's still available in the name of Jesus so that they will have something to take care of their families. And, Lord God, put something in the bank for later on in the name of Jesus because you're able to do that. We lift up people everywhere, Father God, and pray that people will start making wise decisions. We pray for our military, our prisoners of wars, our veterans, our children, our elderly, those, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, our volunteers, Lord God, everywhere in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom. Give doctors understanding of what to do when people come to the hospital. So I pray, Lord God, for those who have surgical wounds. I pray that, Lord God, you will heal those surgical wounds in the name of Jesus. Those who have pain in their body, we plead the blood of Jesus against the pain, and we pray, oh God, for your divine deliverance. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray, God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, from strongholds, from the identity issues, Lord God, from all those things that come against people that try to interfere with your good and divine and purpose and will for our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth, hallelujah, with your anointing and break every yoke of bondage Lord God, whatever type of bondage it is, God, I thank you that Isaiah 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek, to the poor, hallelujah. He sent me to bind up, hallelujah, hallelujah, to heal the brokenhearted, Lord God, to bind up, hallelujah, that which is, Lord God, separated from you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that people will repent and turn back to you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for help for everyone. We thank you, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, oh God, that people will begin to turn away from their wicked ways and turn back to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for our families, our loved ones, Lord God, those that are yet lost. Lord God, we pray that you will rescue them from a mind of darkness in Christ Jesus. Loose them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, hallelujah, we speak, hallelujah, deliverance to those, Lord God, who have been held, Lord God, captive, Lord God, to the works of evil. We pray that you'll loose them and set them free. Bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you, Lord God, rescue the sin-sick soul in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord God, also, Father God, for so many things, Lord God, those that are yet sick, those, Lord God, that have been in a medical situation for so long a time. I pray for supernatural miracle-working healing power to really be released, Father God. And I thank you that you're able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you can recover those who've had strokes and haven't had moving in limbs for so long a time. You're able to cause that brain to function back right and cause movement in those limbs and recover them, restore them to good health. Lord God, so many have been going to cancer treatments, maybe going to dialysis because of a problem with the kidney. Lord God, they may have incontinence or some type of mind disorder. They may have, Lord God, circulation disorder. God, I pray every kidney stone or gallstone dissolve in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, against growth of tumors or cysts in Christ Jesus' name. God, I pray that this sickness and disease, even the coronavirus, is a thing of the past at the name of Jesus. You did say in John 16, 23 and 24 that whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. And finally, Lord God, let me say I pray about these people that's coming against voting rights. People out there that's forming organizations to try to make it difficult. They're trying to interfere with equal and fair voting rights. And we say we bring that situation, we call it null and void. We pray against every, Lord God, situation where people are trying to interfere with a person's ability to be able to go out there and have equal and fair voting in the name of Jesus. People will do whatever they can to make the cards fall in their hand in the name of Jesus, but we plead the blood of Jesus. You said you'll bring the counsel of the ungodly to what? To naught, to absolutely nothing. And you will, Lord God, destroy the works of those evil vices that are trying to be produced to cause harm to others. And we pray that it's not going to be so in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that we have wise leaders in office, that they're going to see and make a decision that it's not right to do that. We was wrong in the time past. Now it's time to move forward and do what's right, or else I'm going to be looking at the judgment seat of Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray for people everywhere once again, Father God. And we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of evil, the works of darkness, the works of deception, the works of division, the works, Lord God, hallelujah, of distractions in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to interfere with your divine purpose, will, and plan for our lives, we pray that it is a null and absolutely, Lord God, squashed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for Minister BJ. I lift her up. I pray, God, all her needs be met, nothing missing, nothing broken. I pray for her family in Christ Jesus. God, you know what they stand in need of. Meet it in the name of Jesus. And, God, likewise, I pray for my brother, Brother Black, as well. Thank you for his wonderful testimony about his mother. And I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick. God, I pray that you bless your people. Pray for Pastor Bird, and I lift up, praise God, Pastor Sims, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Brenda in Christ Jesus. God, I pray for everyone in their respective places. I love you, Father. I bless you, and I give your name the praise. And God, you know what our children stand in need of. I pray for their souls first, and I pray, God, that they'll desire to let go of every wrong thing that they know that's in their life. I pray that your anointing will break every yoke of deception, Lord God, and bring people to the point where they realize, Lord, I want to surrender to you. I give my life to you. I ask you to show me mercy and lead me in the path, and God will give us the help we need through the power of his Holy Spirit to live for him. We need to be light. I heard that from Minister BJ. We need to be salt of the earth. God, we need to be the light that this dark world needs. And we thank you that you're on the throne and you're working situations out everywhere. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Jesus, I honor you so much because you've done the greatest thing for us, and that's to sacrifice your life so that we can live. Let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede for us and keep us in Jesus' name. I praise your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for all my sisters that have already prayed on tonight, God, and we touch and agree with them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, God, that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, right now to forgive us, God, for any sin and wrong that we might have said or done or thought wrong in any way or unseemly. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do all things. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for what our ears have already heard, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for the world, the situation of so many things that's going on in the world today, God. We know that you is a healer. We know that you is a deliverer, God. We know, God, there is nothing too hard that you can't turn around. We just believe in you, Lord God, because you told us to look to you. You told us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, and knowing that all our help comes from you tonight. And so, God, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, Lord God. We just thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength, God, that you give us, Lord God, when we wake up in the morning time, Lord God, and it's all fresh and feel just so fresh in the morning when you just look and just see the trees moving, knowing that nobody moving but you. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your generous, for how you're so generous with us, Lord God, for how you just deliver us so many times, not just one time, but you just deliver us so many different times in our life. And so, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the mind that you're, how you can change our mind, how you can just help us to be, our mind don't have to be all clogged up with a whole bunch of stuff, that we can be, that our mind can be transformed. You said, let this mind be in us that are, let his mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So, God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the change of heart and the change of mind. We thank you, Lord God, for your shed of your blood, for just shedding that blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for that. We thank you for the peace, that peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace, not just the peace of how men just think they got peace, but the peace of you, Lord God, for your peace. And so we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord God, for knowledge. Knowledge. The Bible said that we are destroyed. Some we are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And we ever learning, but we have never come to the knowledge of the truth. We be learning things, but we ain't come to the truth yet. So, God, I just thank you, Lord God, for some things that you are teaching in my life, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for mankind everywhere, Lord God, that people would come to the realize that as they look at the things in the world today, as they see how things are, if those that eyes have come open, if your eyes is open, you can see some of the stuff that's coming on the earth. If your eyes is open, why go and do the same old thing over and over? So, God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the understanding and yet, God, that for your wisdom, for your discerning, how you just want us to have that discerning of the Spirit, that we can discern some things when we are walking around in different places, that we can discern something that we see. God, I just thank you. I thank you for faith. You said now faith, not yesterday faith, but now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I just thank you, Lord God, because we need faith. We need that faith. He says faith work is dead. Faith without work is dead. So we need faith. So, God, I thank you, Lord. We need hope. We need to be hoping in the name of Jesus. We need that compassion. Oh, God, we thank you for your compassion, how you show compassion. Some people don't even want to show compassion on one another. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the passion that you give us, Lord God, your anointing that you have showed us, God, your anointing that destroys, that not just break it, but destroy that yoke. We need it strong. We don't need it broke, because if it broke, it's about to come back together. We need that anointing destroyed, that it be destroyed from the very root, be rooted up out of these situations and things that you may be going through. So, God, I thank you for it. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, that power. We just don't get the Holy Ghost. We got to have some power behind the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your healing power, salvation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the water, God. Just praying for the water, how they were saying a while back, somewhere around here where the water was, something was wrong with the water. And then people had to boil their water. And they was things were piped up with water. And people coming through had to get pipes of water driving through with cars. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, and how I always hear Mother Adana will always tell us, you know, about praying over your water. Pray over your water. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for knowing that I can continue to pray over my water, pray over my food, pray over things that I put in my body in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord, to help us all. Help us to get into that place. There's a place that you want your people to get in. Because you said in Psalm 91:1, he said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a place that you want your Christian people, your born-again people, there is a place that you want us to get in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one. I pray, Lord God, for those that sick in their body, and I bind every sickness that's coming on people in the name of Jesus. I bind up all these different sickness, because you said 2,000 years ago with your stripes that we are already healed. We are already healed. And so, God, I just thank you, Lord God, for it right now. The mind is already healed. The blood problem is already healed. The tumor is not there. It's gone. It's gone from the root. Kidney problem, I bind it and I plead the blood of Jesus on it. It is gone. The kidney is going to function the way that you want it to function in the name of Jesus. Arthritis got to go. It's got to go in the name of Jesus. Diabetes got to go. Gout, heart problem. Ache pains and allergy problems. They got to go. It's already, it's done. It's done with. We got to just believe that. We got to believe. We got to believe it. We got to stand on the word that God have already done this for us. It is a done deal. He have. He said it finished. He said it was finished. We got to believe it. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, I just want to thank you. There's so many more that I can call out on tonight. But I know God is able to deliver us from every problem and every situation. I thank him. I thank him right now for all that he's doing for people going through right now. I pray for him. I pray for those that's in the hospital. I pray for those that's going through situation with COVID and those that's going through other problems in the hospital. God, I ask you to send forth your total, complete healing in people's lives right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the what I hear Brother Blight was telling me. I thank God for his mother, and I pray that she's yet continue to improve in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because God is able. The song said God is able. He is able to do just what he said he would do in the name of Jesus. And we the one that comes short. We come short in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through, don't have, like Sister was saying, a job. As I was traveling to the other day, they was going to a store. The people couldn't even wait on your order because there wasn't nobody there to work. They didn't have but two people in the store to work. They had a sign out saying, hiring. So, God, touch people's hearts right now, Lord God. Those, like you said, those that don't have a job and when all the jobs were going through and they couldn't get a job, help them to rush in there now and get that job. They'll have a job before they start saying all the jobs is filled up and then the money's run out and then you wait trying to get a job. The time is now to get in a hurry and to get the job. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to thank you. Help us, like Sister Witta also said, help us make right choices in our life as we go forward, as we go through this life journey. Help us to make the right choices. Choose right ways how to go about doing things and learn how to listen. And when someone trying to tell you something, learn how to listen at what they're trying to tell you. If they ain't trying to hurt you, learn how to take direction and learn how to listen to do what someone tell you if they tell you right things what says in the word of God. So God, we just pray, Lord, we pray for so many things that's going on in the world, so many things that's happened because you know your word tell us, God, your word tell us to come to you. Your word tell us in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And there's some heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He say he will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He is telling us to come. He is telling you to come. He is telling us all to come. No matter you don't wet one time, come again. Come and stay there. Stay there and keep your mind on Jesus because so many things are happening in this world today. So many things is coming on the land that we don't even realize what's coming. But we must keep praying. We must keep seeking God, keep seeking his face, calling on the name of Jesus because you're the only one that can help us. We bind up every spirit, every false doctrine, every false thing that try to come in our life, we bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus on it. Even the inner thing that try to come on this earth, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus because we know that we can speak that word. We can speak it and we declare it and we decree it in the name of Jesus that everything is going to be okay one of these days, one of these old days. It's going to be all right. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. It's going to pay off. But we got to serve him. We got to do what God said do. We got to be obedient to what the Lord say in the name of Jesus. We can't always do what we want to do. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We honor you. We appreciate you. We ask you to continue, Lord, to help us, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord. Help us to realize, God, that we can't do it by ourselves. We need you every step of the way. And we pray for the land of the living everywhere. Everybody, president, vice president, those we know and those that we don't know. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray for our family. We pray for all the prayer warriors on the line. We pray for Pastor Stems, Lord God. And we pray that you'll continue to bless her, Lord God. Hold her up on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless her and Mother Alexander and Brother Black and Nelson Willett, Pastor Poppy Burden. We ask you to look on her, Sister Brenda. We pray for them all in the name of Jesus. Keep us, Lord, as we continue to pray for other ones, God. Remember, Lord God, my niece Rachel and her daughter, in the name of Jesus, and all the family that I call, all the prayer warriors that I call, we pray for their families in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that wants to lose weight, God. We pray for them, that things will work out for us all because I need to lose some myself. Pray for me too. Lord God, help me that we'll be able to stop eating so many things that we shouldn't be eating at times. Help us to be able to get it right, get ourselves right the more I try to lose this weight the way you want us to lose it, Lord. And, God, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, for the prayers have gone forth already. We glorify the Lord. Ask Pastor Prophetess Bird to pray now, and then Brother Black, since he's joined us online, then we'll take those prayer requests after those prayers. The Lord say the same, Pastor Bird.
Miando bokosa, eli lalabasi. E doromo siki imokosanda rala lalalabosadia. Hallelujah, God, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. God, we thank you so much for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. For you are good, and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. Last night, I was watching the Animal Kingdom. And I was watching how, especially the elephants, how they love one another. And when one family was missing, how they went out to find that family and how they were crying over that elephant that had died. Gosh, hallelujah. And as I was laying in the bed watching that, God spoke to me. Hallelujah. And God said that the family was broken down because we got so many daddies that's just sperm donors. And so the family unit have been broken down. And when the family unit is broken down, then society is broken down. And we got to come back to how God created things to be from the beginning. So I just want to pray tonight on the American family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you. Malachi 4, 5 and 6 says, see, I will send you the prophet Elijah before this great and dreadful day of the Lord's coming. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with the curse. Heavenly Father, you instituted the family to be the cornerstone of society. But all around, I see so many families falling prey to the prevailing moods and philosophies of our day. You, Lord, have promised to come to all who call upon you in spirit and in truth. The hour is come, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship you in spirit and in truth. For I know, Father, that you seek such to worship you. I pray for the families of all nations, that you would strengthen their commitment to you and to each other. Help families to pray together and to seek you together, Lord, so that our nation will become strong once again. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, I ask you to intervene in all families so that the children will learn to obey their parents in you simply because this is the right thing for them. Help our young people never to forget the importance of the first commandment with a promise to honor their fathers and mothers, that it may be well with them and so they may live long on the earth. Lord, help fathers to understand their importance to their children and our nation, to take their rightful stand under your lordship, to lead and care for their families. Give them wisdom so that they would not provoke their children to wrath, but would bring them up in your love and admonition, O God. Help us to learn how to submit to one another in reverence, fear of you, and to remember that the family represents the spiritual relationship between you, Lord Jesus, and your church. I pray for husbands throughout our country, that they will love their wives as you love your church and gave yourself for it. I pray for wives, that they would reverence their husband and submit to them as unto you, Lord. I pray, Father God, for the members of all the families of everybody that's on this line tonight, for the prayer warriors, dear God, who prays without ceasing. Watch over them, Lord. Protect them. Lead each one to always put you first. I thank you, Master, that I am a member of your body, of your flesh, and of your bones. Help us never to forget that it was for this cause that a man shall leave his father and mother in order to be joined to his wife, and they too shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. Lord, help us to understand that the relationship in all families speak to us of the most important relationship in life, of a relationship to you. Guard all families, Lord, and keep them safe. Thank you for planting a hedge of protection around our families and the families of all who love you. Cultivate that hedge, Heavenly Father, around the house of your people and around all that come, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you bless the work of our hands and increase our sustenance in the land. Deliver families from evil, O my God, for he seeks to destroy our society by destroying families. It defeats your people from all who rise up against them. Deliver us from the workers of iniquity. We will sing of your power, Lord, and we will sing aloud of your mercy. For you are our defender and our refuge in the day of trouble. Unto you, O my strength, we will sing for you. You are the defender, and you are the God of all mercy. God, we just thank and praise you now. We praise you for who you are and all that you're going to do. Father, we do thank you for your mercy and grace. And we ask in Jesus' name, God, as you put that shield around us of protection right now in Jesus' name, that we get in line with your word, Father God. And we know that it starts in our house, Father God. And we just got to check it out. I pray, Father God, for these young mothers who, when they are at odds with the fathers, that they put all of that hatred into the children so that they can hate the fathers. And God, they don't know what they're doing, but they are planting seeds of discord, because every child needs to know or feel like he's loved. I don't care what that man is doing. I'm praying that you give these women wisdom that they don't say anything bad about that man, regardless of what he's doing. Because, God, that is the first line of all the defenses, Father God. Whatever he's doing, let them speak good of him so that that child can feel good about themselves, dear God, in Jesus' name. Grow us up in mercy and in grace in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank and praise you tonight for who you are and all that you do. And along with all of the believers and the saints tonight, I do pray for Pastor Sims, God. I'm asking that you comfort her as only you can. God, we just thank you for her, and God, we stand with her as she grieved the loss of her sister, and we do thank you for that testimony again of Brother Black. That's what keep us going, God, to know that you're still God, and you're still doing miracles. You're still doing wonderful things. So we thank you for his mother. We thank you for that testimony, God, that he has to tell. And when people hear it, God, oh, God, it's going to put hope in those that are hopeless, dear God. It's going to bring back faith in those, Father God, who has forgotten about it. So, God, we just thank you now. We thank you for all the miracles that you are doing behind the scenes that we don't even see. Thank you again, God, for who you are and all that you're doing. Thanking you for the miracles that you are about to do. And thanking you, Father God, for all of these women and men, God, that's on this line. Thanking you for keeping them and working miracles in their lives. And thank you, God, for the testimonies that they are going to bring forth. God, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hello?
Praise the Lord, I'm here. Well, I'm waiting for Brother Black's line to open.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I do have some more good news given out of the God who's first in my life to, amen, to Apostle Hubbard, to all the apostles, to all the prophets, amen, to all the evangelists, to all the pastors, and to all the teachers. Amen to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I absolutely forgot the past few weeks, either a Sunday or a Monday, that I was supposed to have gotten online. I literally forgot. It left my mind tonight. I literally forgot. It's Apostle BJ who always stayed on her post. If she didn't call me, I'm in the hospital again. But, well, I have some, all of this is good news. My mother, she has been admitted into her own single room, and she's been walking around talking. So what great news. And my, well, Saturday night, after my family came over, we had a large breakfast. I cleaned up And then I went to bed 11:30 p.m. My eyes start hurting about 5 o'clock. My brother drove me over to the emergency room. They admitted me. And then about, I guess, 6 o'clock a.m., they numbed my left eye. So much pain, the same amount of pain when I first started and had surgery the first time. Same exact pain. They numbed my eye. They locked my eye in place. Then they injected a needle to my pressure sac in the back of my eye. The pressure is supposed to be from around 9 to like 12. My pressure in my left eye was 48. In my right eye, it was 51. So they injected the needle and sucked up the liquid pressure from a syringe and brought it all the way down to 12. That's why it was so much pain. It had no release. And, I mean, I'm feeling so much better right now. But Wednesday, they're going to do laser surgery on both eyes. They puncture both the pressure bags in the back of my eye so they can constantly leak and it won't fill up to the capacity like that. And I thank God for that. Thank God for detection. Thank God that these things are happening because they can get straight. So I'm not mad in any type of way. I'm very happy. Antibiotics are being distributed to me on a regular basis and to a point which I can't handle the massive amounts. 4 times a day, about 6 different antibiotics. I'm happy. So I'm just blessed. I honor the Lord. And I completely forgot about it because I'm in and out, in and out, in and out. But I'm in right now. Thank you for everything. I thank you for your prayers. I lift up Pastor Sims as well. I touch and agree. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that was matriarchs and patriarchs that was there before us. Amen. And through your word, Lord, word taught, God, even your wisdom as we apply your word to our life, God, and we see the outcome for our own self, God, and we know to be absent from the body is to be present with you, God. God, we just thank you, God, that there is a way of escape in every situation, God, and there's a purpose why things happen, but we are under the blood. We are yours, and you are ours, God, and we are connected to the true vine. Hallelujah. We're connected to the true vine, God. And we are the branches, God. You are the husbandman. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes I haven't had anything to say, but if I lift up my hands, Lord, it says it all. If I lift up my hands, that's not even enough to say. If I lift up my hands, God, this is just the beginning, God, at this point in time. If I had 1,000 tongues, I still couldn't say enough. But we appreciate you. We thank you. You're the lifter up of our head. You're our protector. You lead us and you guide us into all truth. You're our secret place. You're our pavilion. You're our strong tower, God. Lord, bless overseas. Watch over them one by one and name by name, God. Lord, your continued steadfastness of your grace and mercy never ending, Lord. You live, move, and have your being in our lives, and we live, move, and have our being in you, God. Hallelujah, God. Never ending, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, how you're conditioning us, God. How you're showing yourself mighty to us, God. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, that you're the Rose of Sharon, that you're the Lion out of the tribe of Judah, that you're the Balm in Gilead, God. There's no greater. There's no God like our God. There's no rock like our rock. Glory, hallelujah, God. We just praise you right now, God. Lord, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, our fivefold ministry, God. And Lord, the ones that are worshiping you all over the face of the earth, every worship center, every individual, the body of Christ, God. Lord, the prayer lines above ground and below ground, God, the ones that have to hide. God, let your power and your glory be revealed through them, God. Hallelujah, the ones, Lord, that want to do right. God, Lord, let your glory come forth. Touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. Psalms 105:15. God, we thank you, God, because you delight in your people, and we delight ourselves in you. You say you will give us the desires of our heart, and our desire not be our own selfishness and pride, God, but our desire, heart's desire, be your will for our lives, that you get all the glory, honor, and praise, God. As a dead panther after the water book in Psalms 42:1, so our souls panteth after thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray, God, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I called upon the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. God, we shall rejoice in you all the days of our life, God. And when we find ourselves weak, you said in your word, let the weak say, I am strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We just thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes we don't feel that we should be in some places, things shouldn't be happening to us. You know what's best for us, God, and I take your leading over anything I can ever ask, think, or even imagine, because my way is no way. My way is the way of darkness, but your way is the way of light and life eternal. So I put down my ways and I pick up your ways, and I'm happy and I'm excited. Bless everybody in the prayer line. Everybody, one by one, name by name, great and mighty things that you're about to do, God, that you're doing, God, and that you have already done, God, past, present, and future. God, we believe it. We receive it, God. Lord, we just, Lord, even usher in your anointing. We usher in your anointing, just thanking you and glorifying your name, God. We ask, God, soothe Pastor Sim's heart, God. Hallelujah, God. Let it rest in your peace. That's the type of peace we rest in. Your peace. Kingdom of God type of peace, kind of peace. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Holy Name of God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Virgin. I hope you're saying that's smoking in the line. Everybody else. You still there, Pastor Bert?
What?
I was saying, if you had anything that God put in your spirit before we pray for Brother Black, to thank God for the spirit of the anointing in him is just flowing. Praise God, even in spite of the attack, with blessings in it, as he's saying, too. So I'm telling you, I thank God for that relationship, because you couldn't, if you wasn't for God, you having that type of relationship with you, sure would be in there complaining and murmuring and talking about the devil, but you've given glory to the Lord and still doing intercessors. But I'll just say, did you have anything that you wanted to say, or did you want to go ahead and pray for Brother Black?
I'll just pray for Brother Black. I tell you, I think it's just been said, but Father, we just thank you for the miracles, God, that you're continuously doing in his life. We thank you, Father God, that this man loves you with all of his heart and with all of his soul and mind. And I pray, God, for that anointing that will continue to flow through him, dear God, in Jesus' name. I ask, Father God, that you touch and heal those eyes completely in the name of Jesus. Because, God, even as he was talking about it, I was cringing, you know, Father.
Yeah.
Just thank you for that needle, God, going in your eye. But, God, I thank you that you brought him through it. I thank you, Father God, for his eyes now in Jesus' name. The devil keep trying to fight him with his eyes, but I thank you that he has the victory in Jesus' name. And nothing in no wise shall hurt or harm him, God, in the precious name of Jesus. I am believing you, God, for a miracle to even bring back more sight in those eyes, Father. In Jesus' name, I know that he sees now with his spiritual eyes. Satan can't stop him or block him. So, Father, we thank you for this man. We thank you for his faithfulness. We thank you for how he stands, God, in the midst of everything that's going on. So I bless him, and I say that he's covered with the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and nothing in no wise shall hurt or harm him. And we thank you for complete healing of Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the power of prayer. And whoever in the bathroom or wherever they are with the water, sound like a flushing in the bathroom, but wherever you are, I have all the lines open. You mute your phone if you have to do something. You always mute your phone if there is something going on in your background. Then you can open your lines back up. But in the meantime, praise the Lord. We thank God again. My brother, before we go any further, when do you go get out the hospital? You don't know right now.
Well, Wednesday I have, I'm sorry, that was me, and I knew I was going to get off soon.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
I'm
talking to you about
me.
That. Go ahead.
Wednesday I have laser surgery. They're going to puncture the two pressure packs in back of my eye so the liquid won't fill up like that anymore. And then I believe Wednesday night, I'm hoping Thursday they let me out. I'm going to ask for Thursday. They release me instead of Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's strictly on the type of surgery you're going to have, and they're going to release in pressure? And you expect to get out Thursday, miracles can happen, but don't rush it if they say you need to stay another day, okay? Yeah. That is serious. I already wrote it down. I thought you already had it punctured, but this is the part of the process when they do the laser, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll be praying.
This was temporary right now, but I'm gonna ask for Thursday just in case any complications or anything. I'm going to be right there because I don't know nothing about it. They do. And so I'm going to request Thursday. Are we going to agree? Yes.
We're going to believe God for miracles to continue to manifest. And as Pastor was just saying, but even when she was talking about, she cringed in, my thought was even when you were talking about it, I was thinking about, Lord, is a miracle more in this process coming in? That you all the prayers that
praise
this will
God.
Be a time where eyesight will stop being about being revealed or coming through or whatever like this. So
no matter how it looks right about now, we still believe in God for great and mighty things. Thank God that God blessed that you were there in time for whatever needed to be done, that God bless you. So we continue to believe God for greater, and God continues to bless, and there won't be no complications or no setback. And whoever hands go over to God, that God bless you through this laser. Everything be right on target, right on time. And even this puncture won't cause any other complications. In the name of Jesus, thank God for the prayer that Pastor just prayed. And like I said, as you confirmed, thank God for that relationship with the Lord to be able to go through and to be able to handle all of that and still glorify the Lord and still interceding. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hearing
it as you're talking, that God said that your spiritual insight is going to increase. You already know that God has called you as a prophet. You're going to start seeing so much more in the world because of this attack. So don't be surprised when you be seeing and hearing more things in the spirit.
Praise God.
Hello. Oh.
Pastor, brother.
Oh, yeah, I know. He said I was just listening to see what that was. It sounded like he had some things in the background he had to take care of, but I'm just praying that he'll be able to hear that. If not, we'll try to play it back where his ear can hear it. Maybe one day he missed it. You heard it?
No.
Well, she can repeat that part of it. Are you okay? Are you breathing all right?
Okay.
Are you okay? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. I was just saying that God was saying that that you're going to increase in your spirit hearing. You know that God has called you as a prophet, and you're going to see things greater than you've seen them before because the devil is attacking you physically, but your spirit man is going to be more alert in discerning.
I received that 100% because that's the God's honest truth. My pastor said the same thing. I said the same thing earlier today. I seen it for the past 3 weeks.
Praise God.
Yep. Everything you said is true. I agree.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I received that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen to it. We give God glory for confirmations. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a prayer request from Elder Evangelist Noel that had called just before we came on the prayer line, but I called her back, and she was saying she having cataract surgery in the morning at 6:30. So for us to pray for her. So we're going to pray and believe God that God bless with these cataracts and no complications and problems and situation with her surgery. Evidently, I believe it's laser surgery in the morning. And we pray God blesses upon her, no complications, and God bless and direct the hand of those that are doing the laser, whatever surgery, and God that bless the cataracts off of that eye. And then the week and a half later, she having a surgery on the other eye, so we are praying there will be nothing that the enemy will come up and her vision will be clearer and better than it was prior to. Pray peace to her spirit and calmness in the Jesus' name. Amen, and angels be encamped and cover. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have any prayer requests tonight? We will go ahead and take those. All the lines are open.
Excuse me. I have to get off the phone now.
Go ahead, darling. It's fine. It's fine.
All right.
We appreciate you coming on.
I love y'all.
Love you too.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Black.
God bless.
God.
Let's pray and thank and praise God for the wisdom he gives doctors and the medical and healthcare staff. I'm praying that God, a special prayer to bless the staff and give them an understanding how important and how imperative it is to care for others, praise God, regardless of who they are, regardless, you know, just to really take the time and pay attention to what they're doing and care for them as though they are caring for one of their very own family members. And that God will bless them for the work that they are doing, because truly it's a blessing that people will take the time and do what's needed, praise God, and not because sometimes people get the enemy will try to distract them, and then they may do something that's not medically necessary. So we just pray for the health care and medical staff, and I'm praying that even those that, you know, care for people in nursing homes and places like that, that God will just bless them and cause the ones who pay them to give them sufficient funds or even give them even extra money to meet their needs because of the care that they are providing for other people. So that's a special request because that's a blessing to be able to go somewhere to get some help when you need help, because that sounds like that was an urgent need that Brother Black had with his eyes. And I'm praying for a lot of people who have problems with their eyes in the name of Jesus, and thank and praise God for that.
We thank God for that spoken word and that prayer that just went forth in Jesus' name as we come in agreement. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for it. Praise God.
Amen.
Any other prayer requests?
Yes, my name is Nola Miller, and I'm requesting prayer for my neighbor who lost her mother, and she's still going through kind of rough. And also I would like to pray for my cousin who also lost his mother. And I would like to have a prayer for my grandson and granddaughter.
Okay, Mother Alexander, will you
thank
take that
you.
Prayer request?
Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Wilhelmina. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. And according to what you said, to pray for her because she's going through some situation. But we know God knows every area and everything before it even happened, God knows about it. So we come before him and we bring you before him that's standing in the gap for her. And ask God to touch your mind and touch you, that you be strong, that you will stand in the gap for her and pray that everything that our needs, that she need, everything, no matter what it is, and that she continue to stand strong against anything that come up against her in this situation. And we ask the Lord to strengthen her, that she labor to stand and call on the name of the Lord, knowing that God promises, he said that if you pray, and that means no matter what it is, if you pray, God will send an answer. But we got to be obedient and we have to listen in his word and stand firm on his promises. And I think you said something about granddaughter.
Grandchildren.
Oh, your grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
we ask the Lord to watch
thank
over
you.
These grandchildren. Tell me something. Is small kids or teenagers?
They are young adults.
Oh, they are adult children. Can you tell me the name?
Joseph and Jacoby.
Okay. Father, we bring Joseph and Jacoby before you in the name of Jesus. That a grandmother is standing in the gap for them right now, Lord God. Father God, strengthen our Lord God, that she will stand faithful, Lord God, regardless what she see or what she hear, knowing that you are a God that answer prayer. And your word said, Lord God, if we pray,
So, Lord, we bring Jehovah before you, both of these boys before you, Lord God. We bring them before you, standing in the gap for them, Lord God, and asking you, Heavenly the Father, to touch their mind, Lord God. Strengthen, Heavenly the Father. Lord, we bind the works of the enemy, Lord, right now. That's coming against these young men. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. As I stand in agreement with their grandmother right now, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch their mind, Lord God. For, Lord, we know that you see it all. Before it's up and you see it all. And we're asking you, Lord God, to strengthen the inner man in their grandmother, that she will stand boldly regardless what she hear and what she see. Stand boldly and proclaim the victory in Christ, because there is none too hard for God to do, regardless what the situation look like. Still continue to stand and claim the victory that you want to see, because Christ said in his word, he is a deliverer, and by his stripe we are healed. And the Lord said nothing is too hard for him to do. So by faith we stand. And you see the victory, the promises that you want, that you ask him for, you will see it in the mighty name of Jesus. Just stand faithful and pray, because your faith and pray for them will turn things around. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Any other prayer requests? Thank God for the prayer. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the prayer requests that went forth as we continue to intercede and keep them before the Lord as we pray for Mother Freeman, the one that's 91, and Mother Camp that's just turned 90, and also, glory to Mother Kadia in her late 80s. Praise the Lord. We pray for them and stretch their body and pray for Mother Kadia that she's having surgery soon. Her husband just coming through about with some type of illness. We don't know all the details on it. Glory to God, Brian's uncle and auntie. But we are praying, God, that the Lord touch, heal, deliver, and bring her through and bring her out. And glory to God, we know that you are delivered. So we stand in the word, stand on the promises. Pray continues to Apostle Burton's husband, Deacon Burton. I had another bout, glory to God, with the enemy coming up against his body. But we are praying the good fight of faith, for there's been so many attacks on that body. But as she was saying, as we stand in the gap, we're praying, Lord, as her request too, that she will, as she tells him to pray for yourself while we're standing and coming in agreement with, glory to God, to pray for your healing. So we're just praying he gets stronger in the word of God to hold fast and not to be discouraged, glory to God, because of these attacks. But thank God for all the miracles healing brought in that man's body. So we thank the Lord as we continue to pray one for another, pray for the prayer warriors, pray for Prophetess Benjamin as she bring forth the word on the fourth Sunday. Pray glory to God as we bless the getting our prayer line, the lines are set up, glory to God, for the next month or two for our speakers, and we'll announce that later. But help us to continue to pray one for another and continue to lift glory to God in this pandemic and all these other things that are happening all around us, and even the elements with these storms and different things and fires and flooding that are happening around us. As we put those things before the Lord, we release them to God, because he said cast the cares, not for us to carry them and weigh down, so we can keep our spirit alert. We pray glory to God for Pastor Mitchell, have a little bit of challenge with her hip. We're praying the Lord bless either divine healing or either intervention of God blessing, where she can finally get the hip surgery done. But praying, glory out for her strength and also some things she had before the Lord in ministry, that God will bless and move in a miraculous way and continue to keep her lifted up before him with some things that really is going to be God have to intervene. But we thank God for her determination to stand and carry the good news of Jesus Christ. So I bless the Lord. If there's anyone else that's that we want to make sure that we continue to keep Sister Teresa before the Lord too, and upcoming, glory to God, anytime now for what God's going to do with that blessing with the kidney. So we just believe in God that he continued to bless God and heal and deliver, and thank God for his mercy and grace and keep us all covered under the blood. Thank God for what God is doing, Pastor Pete, Prophetess Pete, Mother Pastor
Bird sister, to continue touching her body and believing God for full manifestation of healing. So in the meantime, we continue to pray one for another. Keep me, I bless the Lord for keeping me too lifted up. Thank you all. Praise the Lord as we pray one for another. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Keep the prayers going. Keep the faith. Keep the joy. Keep the peace. Keep using your tools. And glory to our weapons that God has given you. Don't let nothing or nobody, like Pastor Davey said the other week, keep you from Jesus. So it's going to take our persistent and pursuing and perseverance, holding fast without no hesitation or reservation. Maybe not, we still going to get back to the palm tree with our roots growing deeper and standing on the promises of the Lord, whom God bless, no man can curse, whom God curse, no man can bless. And the blessings of the Lord add a rich and make it no sorrow. So angels of the Lord be in camp. You speak life, health, and wholeness, peace, and joy. And dying up untimely death, sickness, and disease, chaos, and confusion. Every plot, plan that he got plotted for us, and we eradicated, dismantled it, and grow it uprooted, and sent it back to the dry place in which it came, and loose God's anointing for his peace and his joy and salvation and healing and deliverance and spiritual blessing, financial blessing, and the joy of the Lord being our strength, that we continue to love and also walk in forgiveness and just rest in the Lord. Let's keep speaking and decree and declare what his word says, not what we feel, not what the five senses tell us, not the emotional roller coaster, and not these other things that dictate to us. What did you say? Whose report do you believe? So I pray God continue to bless you, to continue to intercede, and God's going to bless because he has not forgotten your labor of love. We love you. Continue to walk by faith. Amen and amen.
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 Praise
amen.
The Lord. Oh, my goodness. We had one line that wasn't open. Someone with 1135 at the end, did you have any requests? Because I'm sorry, I just saw somebody added. I didn't see that it was the line wasn't open. Do you have a request? Okay, if not, all hearts and minds are clear, then we'll bless the Lord, and we praise God for you all and hope you have a wonderful night. And as I said, angels be in camp and sweet rest and sweet dreams.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Amen. Shalom.
Thank God for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nobody cooked dinner tonight, so I don't know what I'm going to eat. Thank God for the word. Oh, glory. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you. Praise God. With the blessings of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love you. Good night. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Oh, the power of his anointing.
Shalom and shalom.
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 Glory to God.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.